We are living in the time that is most auspicious of any historical moment in the cycle of time, because this is the moment of the reawakening of divine Eros. In other words, the time in which the activation of the drive of the finite to reunite with the infinite becomes accomplished. And the fractal nature of reality enables us to perceive this moment and its significance through many different metaphors, one of which is the sexual metaphor, because every soul who becomes a yogi, a seeker, is like a sperm that is entering into the womb to reunite with the ovum of the goddess. And it's that moment in which you penetrate and merge with the infinite self that is the moment of the supreme spiritual orgasm that brings not only bliss, but the revelation of every secret of creation. The ego that is not yet on this journey has no clue about how clueless it is. It doesn't know what it doesn't know, and it cannot develop an interest to expand beyond its own boundaries, its own petty event horizon that prevents the recognition, activation, and deployment of the latent powers of our divine nature. Because at the end of Kali Yuga, the way that the qualium wave functions became fixed was in a pattern that is collective for every ego that is formed and manufactured in this final phase. The qualium wave function has deactivated the capacity for magic. And one cannot therefore perceive the realms of consciousness in which the powers of that white magic, which is the capacity for the direct effect of the qualium wave upon the quantum wave. Because in the ego, you can wish for something, you can want it, you can pray for it, but it doesn't mean you'll get it. But when the powers are activated, thought and manifestation are non-different. And this is the difference between a Kali Yuga consciousness and a Sat Yuga consciousness. But to activate those latent powers, one must have the courage to face and to integrate all of the secrets that will be revealed. Secrets that are so awesome that the consciousness of the ego cannot even accept it, tolerate it, deal with the energies that it liberates. And so it shies away from knowledge and prefers ignorance. Like someone who stays on the beach playing in the shallows while the deep souls dive for the pearl of great price at the bottom of the ocean that cannot be known unless you're willing to leave the known behind completely. But most egos are just content with splashing each other on the beach and not diving into their own unknown depths to recover the powers that are awaiting our return to the abode that is the source of our being, from which we have separated and become lost. And so the re-empowerment of consciousness is covalent with the regaining of the lost wisdom. Which is the intelligence that constitutes the mind of God, the Buddha mind, the Christ consciousness. Call it what you will. But this is not to be simply dealt with as a concept. This is reality. It's nothing that can be left in the hands of religion. It has nothing to do with belief systems. It has to do with facing the real and merging your consciousness back into your source through the total overcoming of the drive to externalize and mentally chatter and fritter away the preciousness of life, looking for those dead shells on the beach rather than for the living waters of eternity and the powers of immortality and divine creativity that are our birthright. But like Esau, we sold our birthright for a mess of pottage. Instead of sustaining our spiritual powers, we became seduced and then intimidated by technological powers and became dependent upon the electric, the digital, the external gadgets of control that enslave us to the power of the other who has the control of the technology to which we become addicted and allow our own capacities of spiritual telepathic connection and non-local activation of the morphic field to atrophy completely. And until we reclaim those powers that we projected into technology, we will never activate the psychotechnology that only the risen Kundalini can fully energize and then deploy with the wisdom of God consciousness received through the vibrational attunement to that will of God, that is the Tao, that unifies the consciousness in such a way that the world no longer offers resistance. It's the resistance that creates the burning, the suffering, the anguish. And what is it resistance to? In every case, it's resistance to the full expression of our being. But that resistance comes in the form of both fear of expressing and the desire to express in ways that would not be acceptable. Yet both of these are false forms of expression only of the ego consciousness and its desire to have its way. And that resistance must in fact burn in the sacrificial fire so that the power to express the real self is fully liberated from its bondage as a repressed and forgotten factor of consciousness, so that the awesome infinite nature of our being becomes fully open to our knowledge and direct perception until we are completely saturated and merged with that absolute reality. And it is only in that ultimate union of love, of adoration, that the secret of omnicentricity is revealed and given to us as the key to the operation of the cosmos.